10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, once upon a midnight, dear, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift, I cannot believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend. And did you humor me and tell me lies? Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Seven bridges roll. Now I have loved you.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
In the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the day, painted with the scar. And the more I straighten out, the less it wants to try. The feelings start to rot.
minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You're simpatico.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. That's right. for the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing Pregame Interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Tyler Danberg.
From Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas, it's game one of six this week between the 26-18 Frisco Rough Riders and the 20-25 Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hi, everybody, and welcome into the Cacique Pregame Show alongside Zach Bigley, Tyler Danberg with you. It is a gorgeous night for baseball, 77 degrees, just two clouds to our left in the sky, and low humidity with low winds for a picturesque night. The Rough Riders come into this game winners in four of their last five. Frisco took four out of six games against the Midland Rockhounds in an all-important series for the top of the Texas League South table. They lost the series opener. They lost the series finale. But wedged between those two losses were four straight victories where the pitching staff anchored that win streak. Rough Riders pitchers yielded just six earned runs during that span, tied for the second fewest in minor league baseball. They had a streak of 26 innings without allowing an earned run. Meanwhile, Amarillo won just two out of six games against Corpus Christi, but they fell in two games on walk-off hits in the 10th inning. Both of them 6-5 losses. Certainly a couple games that could have gone a different direction with just one swing of the bat. Today it should be another fantastic matchup. If you go back a few weeks ago, in the middle of April, April 15th through the 20th, Frisco won four out of six games against Amarillo at Riders Field. Hodgetown, an offensive conducive ballpark. No other AA ballpark has seen more runs since this establishment was built in 2019. Get ready, buckle up. We've got six games on tap for you. Up next, we've got Rough Riders hitting coach Tyler Wolf on our Andrews Distributing pregame interview.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Welcome back into the Cacique Pregame Show. It's time for part two of our Andrews Distributing Pregame Interview with Rough Riders hitting coach Tyler Wolf. How do you try and approach swing changes? How hard is it to help guys find swings that best fit them?
I mean, it's difficult. It's, you know, usually you're working, especially with these guys, like even at, like Sebastian at 19 or however old, you know, guys are, like, at this age they've basically built a foundation, so it's hard to make like big changes with guys. I would say the majority of changes come with like the approach rather than the swing itself, but the way I always word it to guys is I would rather have you make this adjustment now at AA than have to make it when you get to the big leagues, because it's going to be 10 times harder to try and make this adjustment when you're in the big leagues than it is in Double A. So why not? You know, these games matter, but they also don't. You know, it's hard to get that through a guy's head because, of course, they matter. Like, they care about every AB, every pitch that they see. But it's like that's how I look at it a lot, is, all right, let's have this game. Like, this is your plan today. Let's see how it works. Let's see how you feel. Let's see your thoughts after. And if we need to adjust, we'll adjust. If not, we'll stick with it and keep going with it.
We're talking to Rough Riders hitting coach Tyler Wolf from Riders Field. Tyler, what do you think is the biggest adjustment in pitching that guys see at the AA level compared to the other levels before they get here?
I think it's just guys' ability to command more off-speed pitches makes hitting a little bit tougher. You know, fastballs get a little bit better, and then when all of a sudden you're not seeing every slider for a ball, guys are, you know, backdooring sliders to you or dotting a slider down and in, I think that's where hitting becomes a lot tougher, because now all of a sudden you're down in a few more counts than maybe you were in the past.
Let's talk about you. How did you get started in coaching after your playing career?
I knew I wanted to be a coach. Just, I think it was mostly a product of all the coaches I had throughout my career, both college, both with junior college and Kansas State. Had some unbelievable coaches, and then even in pro ball, I've had some really good coaches who actually, like, when my first job in pro ball with the Cardinals was through two coaches that I had when I was with Houston. So I think it's just the people I've been around my whole life, and even like high school club program, both of those two, I've just been blessed with some really, really good coaches that I think had a big impact on my life. So for me, it's just being able to impact some kids' lives, make them better both on and off the field.
Who were some of those guys for you?
I mean, it started in high school. My club coach, Adam Barta, Johnny Anderson, unbelievable with the Minnesota Blizzard. My head coach, Dan Paulson, John Olson, the assistant. Like, those four really started the ball. And then Andy Sawyers, now the head coach at SEMO. He was our assistant and hitting coach at Kansas State. He was a big one. Like, I don't think without him I ever would have played professional baseball. Just, you know, implemented an approach into my game, and just really good family man who kind of, you know, just helped me see, like, everything that a coach can be, I think.
Last one for you, Tyler. What does your role look like on the defensive side in helping coach the infield?
Helping with routines, helping with ground balls, you know, and a lot of positioning stuff, I would say. Routine started all, it's just like hitting. Like, I think you need something. It's not just jump out there and take ground balls. I think it's find the, you know, the handwork, the footwork, whatever you need to kind of simplify, and then add that in before you go and start taking ground balls. So a lot of like helping guys build those routines, add stuff to them, take stuff out. And then I love the positioning side of things. I think it's so interesting. I like to use my hitting knowledge, like knowledge of the swing and like how the path is going to produce different ground balls, and like thinking about what the other team's game plan is going to be against a certain guy, like a Mitch Pratt yesterday, who's got a fastball that you're going to swing and miss under, you're going to miss underneath a lot. So, you know, they're going to have to approach that and try and get on top. So tend to see a little bit flatter pass where they get more ground balls up the middle on that versus like you get a sinker guy, guys are trying to get the ball in the air more, they're probably going to pull a ball a little bit more, a little more six hole. So I like kind of utilizing that to put guys in a spot where they're going to get ground balls that are a little bit more comfortable, because I think that's a big thing too. A lot of times guys will play like too far to their glove hand side, where all of a sudden they get too many balls that are a couple steps to their right, and it's kind of an awkward in between backhand forehand. So, you know, we can talk all about like footwork and everything like that, but if they're always in a weird position and getting an awkward ground ball, makes things a little bit more difficult. So that's where, for me, like a big thing is just tying in the positioning aspect of it.
That's Rough Riders hitting coach Tyler Wolf. Tyler, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Let's go get them today.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Frisco and Amarillo, minutes away from first pitch from the Yellow City, from Hodgetown here in Amarillo. Let's get you the InTouch Credit Union starting lineups. First for the Frisco Rough Riders. Leading off, the left fielder, Aaron Zavala. Shortstop, Sebastian Walcott, bat second. Batting third, the designated hitter, Abimelech Ortiz. Second baseman, Camber Rodriguez, bats cleanup. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Josh Hatcher. Center fielder, Cam Colley, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Luis Mieses. He put his fifth home run on Sunday. Third baseman, Franier Chavez, bats eighth. And batting ninth, the backstop, Ian Mahler. Leading off for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, led by manager Javier Colina, it's the center fielder, Christian Robinson. Second baseman, Tommy Troy, bats second. Batting third, the right fielder, Gavin Contasello. Third baseman, Lou James Groover, bats cleanup. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Jose Fernandez. First baseman, Manuel Pena, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Ivan Melendez. The catcher, Christian Serta, bats eighth. And batting ninth, center fielder, Jack Hurley. Starting pitching matchup in this one for the Rough Riders. Getting the ball is Daniel Masaki. Masaki on the year comes into this one for the Rough Riders after a tough relief appearance in that series opener last week, but he has made some time as a starter. As a starter, he's 0-2 with an 8.22 ERA as a reliever. Decisionless with a 4.63 earned run average. He's holding opponents to a 2.53 average this year. He'll go up against Jose Cabrera, the 25th ranked Diamondbacks prospect by MLB Pipeline. He makes his ninth start, 2-1 with a 4.85 earned run average. This is his third start against the Rough Riders this year. When we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley has first pitch coming up next.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions with all-inclusive food and drinks from the Members Express, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join us at Riders Field for Texas Rangers Night on June 6th at 7:05 when the Rough Riders take on the St. Louis Cardinals-affiliated Springfield Cardinals. Get to the ballpark early to secure a Kamar Rocker bobblehead courtesy of Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine. Guarantee your Kamar Rocker bobblehead by purchasing a ticket add-on for just $15. For those tickets, call 972-334-1993 or go to ridersbaseball.com. Go Rangers and go Rough Riders!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride! At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pool Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field, Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right, we are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
It's gone!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Alongside Tyler Danberg, here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
From downtown Amarillo, it's a Rough Riders and Amarillo Sod Poodles meeting once again as the Frisco Rough Riders head out to the place, which is high in elevation, where the balls soar just about as high as pitcher's ERA. We expect a ton of homers in this series between two teams that are vying for a playoff spot in the first half in the Texas League South. Hi, everybody. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. Today, the Rough Riders, sitting in first place at 26-18, meet up with the Amarillo Sod Poodles, 6.5 games back at 20-25. The Rough Riders coming off a series, and a very odd series at that, against Midland, in which they won 4 of 6, but were outscored 33-18. And today, they try and get some offense going in the most hitter-friendly ballpark in the Texas League, one of the most hitter-friendly parks in all of minor league baseball. It's Aaron Zavala to lead it off against Jose Cabrera, the number 25 prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, and we are ready for baseball on a Tuesday night from the Yellow City. Very happy you're joining us, wherever you are joining us on this Tuesday evening. Gorgeous day for baseball. Cabrera, the right-hander, with the glove over the top of the hat, and the first pitch of the ball game up and away to Zavala, and we are underway at 7:09 in the p.m., 4 minutes starting. As mentioned, a gorgeous day, 73 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Zavala watches a belt-high fastball for a strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. 78-degree feels-like temperature, sun shining up above, the 1-1. Zavala cracks it foul back behind home, and the count goes to 1-2. 3-mile-an-hour winds lazily blowing out to left field with 9-mile-an-hour gusts. It's usually much windier here in Amarillo, but not so much today. Cabrera looks over the top of his glove, bending over towards the plate, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Zavala. He swings, breaks his bat, lofts it right to the shortstop, Fernandez, who makes the chest-high catch behind the second base bag. And we are underway with the first out of today's ballgame. Sebastian Walcott makes his way to the plate. Walcott hitting at .242 on the season, tied for the team high with 6 home runs, and he's driven in 21 in 41 games. He's also stolen 8 bases. The top Rangers prospect. Rough Riders shortstop today. First pitch. Up and in. He hit him. Got him with a fastball at 92 miles an hour. He hit him in the upper part of the back. And Walcott will head down to first base after the hit by pitch. Good news is it got him in a pretty meaty part, so he's no worse for wear. And he walks on down to first. Always a little bit scary when that happens.
He's all right. Well, Rough Riders have a base runner with one down in the first inning. And Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn. To say Ortiz has liked hitting here is a massive understatement. Four home runs here last year. They came in consecutive days with back-to-back two-homer ball games. First pitch, he takes down in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes. In his career here in Amarillo, he's hitting .368 with an over 1,100 OPS. He also has a home run against Jose Cabrera. That came in one of his two starts in Frisco earlier this year. Right hitter comes home and misses up and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. The 22-year-old Jose Cabrera, 6'3", 190 pounds. 2-1 with a 4.85 ERA through eight starts this year with Amarillo. A 2-0. That slips across the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. It's 2-1 on Ortiz. In 42 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 42 and walked 15, but opponents are hitting a whopping .327 against the right-hander. He fires over to first, chasing Walcott back on his belly. Walcott 8-for-10 in steals this year. Cabrera has only surrendered four home runs this year, though. He's a ground ball-style pitcher. 43% of the balls put in play against him are on the ground. The offering misses low, and it's three balls and one strike now on Ortiz. Look at the defense behind Cabrera today for Amarillo in their pointy boots uniforms, their Copa de la Diversión uniforms. Cabrera from the stretch, he deals in the 3-1 pitch. Outside for ball four, and a couple aboard via a free pass for the Rough Riders. One hit by pitch, one walk. One out, two aboard, no score, top of the first inning for Caber Rodriguez. At defense behind Cabrera, Jack Hurley mans left field, Christian Robinson roams in center, and Gavin Conticello picking daisies in right. Lou James Groover is the third baseman, Jose Fernandez the shortstop, Tommy Troy at second. Manuel Pena is at first base, playing off the bag with the right-handed hitter Caber Rodriguez up. And Christian Serta squats down behind the plate, calling balls and strikes for Cabrera. Right-hander ready from the stretch and a bit of a jam early, and the pitch is at the bottom of the zone for a strike with a first-pitch slider. It's 0-1. Mickey Smith is our home plate umpire today. Nelson Fraley at first base. Derek Pacheco at third base, our three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Stretch in the pitch. Rodriguez cracks it to shore, and a diving catch by Fernandez off to his right, to his backhand side. He made the catch off the top of the dirt. Good reaction, first step, almost like he was diving back into first base on a pickoff move, plucking it out of the air for the second out. Well, two outs for Josh Hatcher. Runners remain at first and second for the Rough Riders in a scoreless first. Josh Hatcher has owned Hodgetown. He digs into the back of the box and a balk. So a balk called on Jose Cabrera. He flinched when he was going into the stretch. That moves Ortiz to second and Walcott to third. So two in scoring position. Early opportunity for the Rough Riders with two down. The pitch. Hatcher watches a strike with a heater on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Josh Hatcher in the last three seasons has hit .373 here in Hodgetown, with four homers and 16 runs batted in. No player has had more RBIs over the last 3 years here at this ballpark than Josh Hatcher. And the pitch is line foul up and over the third base side on the overhang and out onto the street. It's 0-2. A good guy to come up in an RBI situation for the Rough Riders. Frisco just scored 18 runs in six games last week, looking to strike here in the first inning. Cabrera comes home, and he misses off the outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes. You have good speed at third, but not really that matters. Ortiz not as good speed at second base, leading off. Shadow is creeping up onto the ankles of Cabrera. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. went with a high outside cutter. He strikes out Josh Hatcher, and the Riders leave a pair in the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. It's the Rough Riders nothing, and the Sod Poodles coming up next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Lido missed the boat that day.
Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. Frisco visiting Amarillo for the first time this year. Christian Robinson, Tommy Troy, and Gavin Contesello, the three due up against the right-hander Daniel Masaki for the Rough Riders. The 29-year-old right-hander native of Japan grew up in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Today, for the Rough Riders, he makes his fourth start in his 10th overall appearance. Robinson, the right-handed batter, former top five prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, native of the Bahamas in the first pitch. It's low and outside for Masaki on the fastball. It's 1 ball and no strikes. The key for Masaki is working ahead today against this Amarillo club. He wants to get to 2 strikes and use that splitter as much as he can. The 1-0. He works high of the zone with the heater, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. So, right as we say that, he works behind on Robinson, who's been one of the more consistent hitters on this offense, which has been a much better team at home than they have been on the road. Fastball in the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-1. We told you about the Rough Riders last week. Well, Amarillo is coming off a 2-week road trip, and that was not very kind to them in multiple ways. The pitch. Robinson cracks it on the ground under Chavez's glove at third and squirting out into left field. It's a base hit for Christian Robinson to start it off in this bottom of the first inning. They go single. A hard hit ball right at Chavez, but under his glove. Just rejoining the team from up in AAA. Tommy Troy, the number 8 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, steps in now from the right side with the runner aboard. Masaki working from the stretch. He readies, and he fires in. A slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, Amarillo, on a 2-week road trip, had really the schedulers working against them more than anything else. The offering, swing and a miss. The pitch diving off the outside corner, it's 0-2. They began their road trip by visiting Springfield, which is a very long trip to begin with, to head out there to Springfield, Missouri. They lost 4 of 6 in that series. The 0-2 down in the dirt all the way back to the backstop. A splitter spiked about 15 feet out in front of home plate, and Robinson on the wild pitch takes second. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Very on top of that pitch. Well, then it was 15 and a half hour drive down south from Springfield to Corpus Christi, where they dropped 4 of 6 as well. And then they had the almost 16-hour drive from Corpus Christi back up here to Amarillo. It was a wild trip. And they're very happy, I'm sure, to be sleeping in their own beds. The pitch is lined up to second. Rodriguez leaves his feet, makes the catch behind the bag at second base. Well, Troy robbed of a base hit. Back-to-back hard hit balls by the Sod Poodles on offense in this bottom of the first inning. Runner at second and one away for Contesello, the left-handed hitter. Ton of one-run games, though, on this road trip. They ended up going 4-8 on the road trip with their bullpen blowing a lot of games. Their starting pitchers had the best ERA in the Texas League over the last 2 weeks, and they have been since May. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike to Contesello, and it's 0-1. For Amarillo, it's just been about holding leads late, which they've been unable to do. Left-handed hitter in the back of the box. Misaki comes home. Swing and a miss on the splitter, diving out of the zone. It's 0-2. That's the pitch Misaki wants to go to when he's ahead on hitters. It's a batting average difference of almost 200 points versus when he's behind. Opponents are hitting 313 when he's behind. When he's ahead, opponents are hitting just 121 against him. That's because that splitter is so effective, especially with two strikes. He delivers. It's grounded foul off of Contesello's foot, squibbing left side about 10 feet away to the left of home plate. It's still no balls and two strikes. Going to be very important to keep the ball down in this ballpark. Hodgetown, named after 26th mayor of Amarillo, Jerry Hodge. It opened back in 2019. It has been an offensive haven. 325 feet down the left field line, same down the right field line, 400 feet to dead center field, but we are at a very high elevation. Well over half a mile high here in Amarillo. The wind usually blows out to left field as it is very softly right now, and so the ball really carries to all fields, but especially down the line and left and out to right center where the berm jets out a little bit into the gap. 0-2, the pitch. Up and outside to Contesello, and it's one ball and two strikes. There's really no place in this outfield where the ballpark plays fair towards pitchers. It's all very hitter-friendly. Misaki ready from the stretch. The 1-2 is swung on, grounded down the first baseline. Backhanded stop. Hatcher's got it. Flips underhand to the covering Misaki, and he beats Contesello. There's the second out of the inning. Robinson scoots down to third. Runner at third base and two down in a scoreless bottom half of the first inning for Lou James Groover. Groover tied for the team high with a .295 batting average. Tied for the team high with 7 home runs as well. Good season for Groover. First pitch inside, 1-0. Groover, who dealt with an injury and missed the first couple games of the series the last time these two teams played in mid-April. 1-0. He hammers it to center field. Colley coming on. It lands in front of him for a hit. Robinson crosses the plate, and it's 1-0 Amarillo in the bottom of the first inning. RBI single for Lou James Groover.
Groover's been one of the more valuable bats for Javier Colina. And it took him a little bit to get going, but he still had a pair of multi-hit games against Frisco across 4 games where they met in mid-April. That time he gets it right around the hands and just serves it into center field. Big hack and a big hit for Groover.
So now it's Jose Fernandez. First pitch on the inside edge of the splitter for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fernandez, just like Groover, .295 average and 7 home runs. Misaki from the belt, the 0-1. Bounces in there, Mahler blocks. So 1-0 Amarillo, bottom of the first inning. Defense behind Misaki today, it's Aaron Zavala in left, Cam Colley in center, Luis Mieses in right field. Rainier Chavez is third, Sebastian Walcott the shortstop, Keber Rodriguez at second, Josh Hatcher holding on Groover, and Mahler catches the pitch. Swing and a miss, way out in front on a splitter, and it's one ball and two strikes. This Amarillo team a much better offensive club here at home than on the road, as you might expect with this ballpark and the way it plays. Their home runs especially highly elevated here in this building. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Splitter for Daniel Misaki. He picks up the strikeout and gets out of the first inning. But one run on two hits, no errors, and one left on. Bottom two next, or make it top two next. When we come back, 1-0 Amarillo on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas, with an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service. Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, just the Rough Riders face an early deficit in Amarillo. Frisco trailing 1-0 as we go to the top of the second inning. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. Cam Colley starts it against Jose Cabrera, who winds and fires. Swing and a miss on a first-pitch slider. It's 0-1. Cabrera, fastball, slider, changeup, and cutter is his arsenal. To right-handers, mostly the fastball, slider, and the two-seam. Pitch is low and outside. It's 1-1. To left-handers, he's mostly fastball and the cutter. Cabrera bookended the first series these two teams played. 1-1. Inside on Colley, and it's 2-1. Started the opener and pitched very well. Cabrera, in that first game of the series, the Tuesday, went six innings, allowing just one run. 2-1 offering to Colley. Ground ball chopped to the third base side. Groover fields at the chest, slings it across. It's low, but Pena digs it out in time. Colley grounds out to third, and Luis Meneses steps in for Frisco, trailing 1-0 in the second. But in the finale on this Sunday, the Rough Riders got to Cabrera, scoring against him six times, five of them earned over 4 2/3 innings. Abimelech Ortiz cracked a home run against him. First offering, Meneses takes at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Meneses won series here at this ballpark last year. Very favorable for the big left-handed hitter. Cabrera delivers. Swing and a foul back in Acerta's glove, and it's 0-2. Meneses hit .400 with a couple of home runs and a couple of doubles in that series. 6-15. He calls time and steps out. Back of the box, left-handed hitter. Cabrera over the top of the... And the pitch is lined down the left field line, just fair, and rolling down towards the Amarillo bullpen. Kicks off the side wall. Meneses thunders into second, and he's in there with a double. A one-out, two-bagger for the Rough Riders.
It looked like when Cabrera offered home on that slide step, he stumbled a bit, and he left it over the plate. and Meazies just stung it the other way with the infield playing him to pull. Great piece of hitting by Meazies. He has shown the last 2 weeks, Zach, that he can go the other way when the teams are offering him more to the pull side.
So he ends up at second with his fifth double this year, and now it's Freiner Chavez. First pitch is outside, 1-0. Chavi spent the last week up in the AAA ranks with Round Rock filling in up there. Stretch and the right-hander's 1-0. That just catches the bottom of the zone. The fastball for a strike. It's 1-1. With Round Rock, Chavez hit well. 300 over six games. The homer, a double. He also walked seven times in those six games. 1-1. Fouled away to the left side, just over the top of the overhang and onto South Buchanan Street. It's 1-2. Chavez returning. Theo Hardy going back down as well to Hub City. Hardy played really well with the Rough Riders. Cabrera looks back at second in Meazies and comes home. He misses outside with a slider, 2-2. Kind of interesting how those two paralleled each other last week. Chavez and Hardy both playing really well, coming up in kind of a fill-in role. And then, unfortunately, sent back down to their respective levels. 2-2. Chavez takes just a hair outside. It's 3-2 on the fastball. Chavez in 29 games with the Rough Riders, a .275 batting average and under .500 OPS. He has yet to hit a home run. 3-2. He swings and just tips it foul off of Serta back behind home. May have gotten him on the right hand. Just clipping it. He's shaking out those fingers. Hopefully he's okay. Sometimes it's almost worse when the ball just nicks you and doesn't hit you fully. That goes completely numb. One out, runner at second. Amarillo leads 1-0 in the top of the second inning. Cabrera looks in for his sign. He's got it. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Kicks and looks back towards second, chasing Meazies back in. Cabrera threw 16 pitches in the first inning. He's about to throw his 15th already here in the second. He comes to a stop of the chest. Wide set. He comes home. And misses outside for ball four. So the Riders have runners at first and second and one down in the second inning for nine-hole hitting catcher Ian Mahler. That's back-to-back innings now for the Rough Riders to begin this game with a couple of base runners. They stranded runners at second and third when Josh Hatcher struck out in the first inning. Mahler playing in his 21st game this season for the Rough Riders out of 45 total for Frisco. 167 average from the catching spot. He's been very good as a catcher defensively, though, and especially in calling games. The pitch. It's a ground ball foul, looped to the right side and ground towards the Riders' dugout. It's 0-1. When Mahler has caught this season, Rough Riders have won games. Frisco 12-7 when he's been behind the plate. 0-1 on the way. He swings, grounds it just foul up the first baseline. It's 0-2 now on the Riders' catcher. Tyler, this is something that we will certainly talk about as the series goes along. Amarillo already has a hit with a runner in scoring position, and Frisco does not. These are two of the worst teams in the Texas League over the last month and a half at hitting with runners in scoring position. They actually are the two worst teams in the Texas League. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Slider low and outside. It's 1-2, and so hitting with runners in scoring position and hitting the ball out of the ballpark are going to be two very big keys offensively. Of course, no matter where you are, it will be, but especially here in this park. 1-2. He fouls it back behind home. Still 1-2.
The bizarre thing about Frisco with runners in scoring position over this stretch, Zach, is that they're still driving in runs, but they're doing it via sacrifice flies, RBI groundouts, RBI fielder's choices. So they're producing runs, but they're not doing as much damage, and they're going to look to continue to do that.
1-2 offering on the way. Swing and a miss. Smaller strikes out. Slider at the bottom of the zone. Second strikeout for Cabrera. Two down, and Aaron Zavala at the top of the card steps in. So right on cue, the Rough Riders have now started 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position tonight. Trailing 1-0, top of the second inning. Miesis leading off of second. Chavez from first, and the initial toss is up and away to Zavala. It's 1-0. Zavala lined out to the shortstop, Jose Fernandez, to begin the ballgame. Soft liner on a broken bat. Zavala himself has struggled hitting with runners in scoring position this year. The offering. He pops it up, foul out of play, headed towards South Buchanan Street again. We'll say that a lot over the course of this series. There are a lot of foul balls that pepper that street down the third base line. This season with runners in scoring position, Zavala is hitting just 152. The pitch. Up and outside, missing with a breaking ball that slipped out of his hand. It's 2-1. And that's compared on the season to his 148 average. Well, he has been fantastic in non-runners in scoring position situations, just not in situations like this, looking to drive in runs. Cabrera readies, looks back to second and pitches. There's a line drive hitting to right center field, headed for the gap, it's down. Robinson cuts it off. Miesis around third, he scores. Chavez getting the windmill around third. The throw is high, and the tag not in time. Chavez slides in safely. Aaron Zavala delivers. A two-run double into right center field, and the Riders take a 2-1 lead.
Heads-up base running, heads-up third base coaching by Carlos Cardoza. Christian Robinson booted the ball in right center field, and although he was able to recoil and relay it down to home quickly, because of that extra half second that it took for Robinson to reel it back in, that allowed Chavez to beat the throw on a bang-bang play.
Oh, the Riders lead 2-1. Here's Sebastian Walcott. First pitch rides inside 1-0. Aaron Zavala coming through with a big extra base hit. And the Rough Riders capture the lead. Walcott was hit by a pitch on his left shoulder blade in the first inning. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The pitch is a breaking ball that slips across the outside edge of the knees. And it's 1-1. Two-out hit with runners in scoring position. You gotta love it. Zavala leads from second. Cabrera from the stretch, the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Walcott chased a changeup below the zone. 1-2. Walcott has been on a tear. 6 home runs now on the season. Over his last 10 games, he's blasted 4 of them. 1-2. He swings and hammers it down the left field line to the wall and off the wall. Zavala coasts around third and scores. Walcott into second, head first dive. He's safe for the double. Sebastian Walcott, a laser beam shot nearly knocking down the wall in left field, and the Riders lead 3-1.
Zach, I think one of the more underappreciated parts of Walcott's game is his ability to slide effectively. That was a full extension headfirst plunge into second to beat the throw on a hop from Hurley. He swam to his right, too, to elude the tag from Fernandez, the shortstop. What an impeccable job after he just barreled that baseball, squared it up, and bounced it off the fence and left.
Back-to-back run-scoring doubles for the Rough Riders. Oh, that thing was a cannon shot down the left field line. We do not have TrackMan here in Amarillo, so we can't tell you the exit velocity, but that had to be well over 110 miles an hour off the bat. That thing was scorched. So Aaron Zavala and Sebastian Walcott trading places at second base, and now Abimelech Ortiz looking to do more damage against Jose Cabrera, who has thrown a ton of pitches now in this second inning. His next pitch will be his 29th. The pitch. Ortiz takes up and away, 1-0. 3-1 Rough Riders in the second. Cabrera stretches, brings in the 1-0. Ortiz lines it into center field. It's down for another hit. Walcott pedals around third and scores. 4-1 Riders. Abby Ortiz, an RBI single, and the Rough Riders are pouring it on in the second inning. All with two outs. Two-run double, RBI double, and RBI single. Kaver Rodriguez stands in now. The pitch. Bottom of the zone, a called strike with the changeup. It's 0-1. Rodriguez is the eighth man up in this second inning. Ortiz leads from first in the 0-1 offering from the right-hander. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. It's 0-2. If there's anything you'll learn, if this is your first series that you're experiencing here in Hodgetown, no lead is safe. So you want to get as many as you can. 2 years ago, the Rough Riders in consecutive games blew a 10-run lead and a 6-run lead after the seventh inning. 0-2 pitch on the way to Kaber. He bounces it down in the dirt, skips away to the right of Serna about 10 feet, and Ortiz takes second on a wild pitch. Already the second wild pitch in the first couple innings for Cabrera. He's also had a balk. One ball and two strikes. Ortiz dances from second. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and the inning is over. But the Rough Riders score four times. They take a 4-1 advantage to the home half of the second next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
I'm ready for it. This is Trey Schubach, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Right at the bottom of the second inning, the Rough Riders exploding for four runs. In the top half of the second, they lead it 4-1. Happy to have you along on this Tuesday evening. Daniel Masaki delivers home to Manuel Pena, and it's on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1 on the first baseman. RBI hits from Aaron Zavala, Sebastian Walcott, and Abimelech Ortiz in that inning for the Rough Riders. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. So now Misaki looking for a bounce-back inning in the first, or rather in the second, after a tough first inning for him. In that first, he threw 19 pitches, allowing an RBI single to Lou James Groover. He readies here from the stretch and offers in. Bounces down in the dirt, missing with a splitter. Count goes to 1-2. Well, early on, Tyler, getting ahead and pitching with that splitter is going to be the big key, as we talked about. We saw it a little bit in that first inning, but just not enough to get to that splitter early. He comes home here and gets a swing and a miss. Another splitter, this one a little elevated, but he gets the cut through, and it's his second strikeout.
And a little bit more accelerated as well. 86 on the gun for Misaki. This is so important because if you look at his start, Zach, he has not gotten to work with the lead. This is his first start where he's had a lead to work with. So this is really where we get to see Daniel Misaki work with some cushion.
Sometimes that's what you need as a pitcher. Calm you down a little bit. Ivan Melendez stands in, the Hispanic Titanic. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Boy, did he feast against Rough Riders pitching a season ago. 323, 8 homers, and over 1,000 OPS in 24 games. The pitch low and outside to the backstop, and it's 1-1. And so the Rough Riders have to be very careful with Melendez, who has, quite frankly, not been very good this season. Just a 193 batting average, though he has clubbed 7 home runs, tied for the team high. It's just been about a lack of consistency for him. There is nobody who can deny his power. He has incredible power. The pitch. Up and outside, and it's 1-1, make it 2-2 rather, in 1-1. But the biggest thing for him, that consistency and the hitting, and that's certainly what a lot of people were a little worried about when he came out of the University of Texas, was his ability to hit for average. 2-1, rides inside on him. It's 3-1. He was the Golden Spikes Award winner in his final season at UT, clubbed 32 home runs and hit 387, but there was a scout that once told me the worst thing you can invest in is college power. The pitch is smashed into right field, sinking quickly on Meaces. He dives in, and did he come up with it? No, he trapped it against the ground. Signaling safe was Nelson Fraley, our first base umpire. And here comes Carlos Cardoza, and he's going to argue. Well, it was really tough to tell whether or not he trapped it or made the catch. And Fraley quickly talking to Cardoza, and he heads back to his own dugout. It's a base hit for Ivan Melendez with one out in the second. Christian Serta, the batter, right-handed hitter. First pitch is low and outside. 1-0. 4-1 Rough Riders. 1-1 in the second inning. Game 1 of 6 from Hodgetown. Game 1 of 12 this season in this building. The pitch. Off the fist is liner into shallow center, just over the top of Walcott, and it lands in. Boy, Serta just parachuted that one over the top of the Rough Riders shortstop and barely into center field. Serta had really been struggling since he left Frisco, hitting just 125 in his last 25 games, but he picks up his 11th hit in that 25-game span there with that single. Nine-hole hitting Jack Hurley now. First pitch is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Melendez leads from second, Serta from first. Misaki peers back that way and deals. A slider misses low. One ball and one strike. Lefties have the two home runs that Misaki has allowed this year, but righties are hitting for a higher average against him. 1-1, down and in, and it hit him. Just clipped him on the right leg. Oh, a hit by pitch loads the bases with one out in the second inning. Mound visit for Julio Valdez, trying to calm him down. Top of the order, Christian Robinson standing in.
Last time Misaki was out with the bases loaded in that series opener last Tuesday afternoon against Midland, he allowed the grand slam to Luke Mann. So an important time for Julio Valdez to come out and see how they approach this AB to Christian Robinson, who has been one of the toughest outs for Amarillo, reaching base in 18 of his last 19.
That last appearance for Misaki was an interesting one. The Riders had their Sunday game rained out, so Trey Shupak, instead of starting on Sunday, started on Tuesday. Damon Misaki then came out of the bullpen and allowed the grand slam, but overall pitched very well, striking out 9. And so trying to build off that in this start, but it's been a tough go for him so far, allowing a base hit in the first inning. And now facing the bases loaded, and he sees Christian Robinson at the dish. First pitch. Swinging a foul off the home plate umpire, Mickey Smith, and it's 0-1. Robinson singled into left field his first time up. 4 runs on 4 hits for the Rough Riders, 1 run on 4 hits for Amarillo. Robinson stands out. Misaki comes home. Low and outside, it misses, and it's 1-1. Melendez at third, Serta at second, Hurley at first. A lot of trouble here in the first couple innings for Misaki. Holds his glove pointed down at his left shoulder. Up near his face, he now has his sign and sets, and the 1-1. Low and outside, the slider. 2-1. The Rough Riders wearing their slate uniform tops today. Gray bottoms, red hats. It's the Amarillo pointy boots. It's the Copa de la Diversión uniforms for Amarillo. White tops, white bottoms. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider. Fading off the outside corner. 2-2. The pointy boots. They have horizontal stripes towards the bottom half of the uniforms. Purple sleeves with pink stripes. It's a purple and pink fat and skinny stripe around the belly. 2-2. Just off the plate away. Barely missing. And it's 3-2 now on Robinson. Nowhere to put him with one out. Runners will not be going. Misaki has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. He brings in the 3-2 pitch to Robinson. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went with a splitter on 3-2. He picks up a huge strikeout on the center fielder. Third K for Misaki. 2 down. And now Tommy Troy stands in. Well, we have seen a lot of pitches so far between these two arms in the first two innings. Misaki is about to throw his 40th pitch. He readies from the stretch and deals. Low and outside, and it's 1-0. So that's now officially 21 pitches in this second inning after 19 in the first. And it looks like we'll start to see some action down in the Rough Riders bullpen, which is just below us as we come from you, or come to rather, from the right side, down the right field line. The offering is down in the dirt, and Mahler makes a brilliant backhanded stop. And it's 2-0. Our vantage point is beyond first base, down the right field line, about halfway to the right field corner. So the bullpen right below us. Bases remain loaded for Amarillo. 4-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the second. 2 outs. Masaki, the 2-0. Down and away, 3 balls and no strikes. Looks like Ryan Lobis will begin to throw for the Rough Riders. The on-field bullpen is pointed towards home plate. So you have to be very careful if you're a catcher and make sure you keep it in front. The pitch. Outside corner for a called strike with a fastball. It's 3-1. 95-mile-an-hour heater there from Masaki. Florencio Serrano will play bodyguard for Tucker Mitchell as his back to home plate. 3-1 pitch. Low and outside for ball four, and a walk forces in a run. It's now the Rough Riders 4 and the Sod Poodles 2. Melendez comes down from third and scores. Christian Serta moves to third. Hurley to second. Tommy Troy aboard with the bases loaded walk. And now it's Gavin Contasello. Trying to limit the damage here. Masaki looking just to the left of his glove. Now he steps off and resets things. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And he brings it in. Fastball up and outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Contasello, grounded out to first, his first trip to the plate. Number 24 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. 1-0 offering. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outside edge. It's now 1-1. With 2 outs, the runners will be off on contact. Masaki's got to be careful. If he gives up the ball in the gap, it could score 3 with Tommy Troy's good speed. He readies here from the stretch, the 1-1. Swinging a soft roller out to second. Rodriguez vacuums it in, turns, throws onto first, and retires the side. But one run does come in to score, and the Rough Riders now have their lead cut to 4-2. Top of the third inning next, Tyler Danberg has you covered when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Soy Aymele Cortiz y estás escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the third inning from Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. Frisco 4, Amarillo 2. Right-hander Jose Cabrera into his line. First pitch to Josh Hatcher. His pop foul, third base side and out of play. 0-1 on the left hand hitting first baseman Josh Hatcher. Today he struck out to end the first inning. In the second, the Riders pounded 4 runs on 4 hits. Here's the next toss. He cues it foul over the Amarillo third base dugout. 0-2. Frisco tacked on 3 doubles and an RBI single by Abimelech Ortiz. Cabrera nods yes to his sign from Serta.
He twirls and fires. Skied, third base side. It slices foul beyond the party deck and onto the concourse. Still 0-2 with nobody on. Nobody out on this sun-splashed evening. It's been a slow-moving ball game. 4-2 Riders on top of the Sod Poodles. The righty-lefty. Cut on and missed by Hatcher. Cabrera threw him off balance on the slider, high and away. And there's one gone. Fourth strikeout for Cabrera. Base is empty for Cam Colley, 0-1 with the ground out today. The quick-working Cabrera has his left foot detached from the rubber. His abbreviated wind-in pitch is rolled at the third baseline, and it skitters foul. We welcome you upstairs on the first base side of the broadcast booth from six-year-old Hodgetown. Alongside Zach Bigley and Tyler Danberg. The pitch. Colley swings and pops it up right side of the infield. First baseman Pena under it. Hauls it in at the shoulders, and there's two gone. Hodgetown here in Amarillo, Texas, is the highest elevated ballpark in AA. And because of that, the offense simmers. We've seen that today with six combined runs on eight hits through not even 2.5 frames. First pitch to Luis Mieses is rocketed foul to the Frisco first base dugout. Nothing and one with two outs. Riders on top of the Sod Poodles, 4-2 in this top of the third inning. Mieses doubled the other way his first time up. Came around to score Frisco's first run of the ball game. The motion, and Cabrera's 0-1. Smashed wide of first and into the bullpen where there is no action for the Rough Riders. Ryan Lobus was getting loose earlier. The bullpens are in foul territory instead of being in the stands or out in the outfield. The nothing and two serve from Cabrera to Mieses. High fly ball, deep right center field. Contasello to the track, to the wall. It's out of here. Back-to-back games with a long ball for Luis Mieses. Onto the Berman right center for his sixth homer of the year. 5-2 Rough Riders with two gone in the top of the third. A no-doubt shot, 99 off the bat. First pitch to Frenier Chavez. Fastball high and away, 1-0. Chavez, switch hitter, batting left-handed. Walked and scored his first time up. He follows Mieses, who pelted one out of here. The 1-0. Breaking ball down and in, 2-0. Cabrera into his windup is 2-0 on Chavez. Bounced foul, first base side, 2-1. Mieses' last home run came off the left-hander Cage jump for Midland. This one off the right-hander Jose Cabrera. And even three homers against righties and lefties each for Mieses this year. Chavez hoists the bat above his left shoulder, waits on the pitch. He cuts and misses. Ball squirms out of the catcher's service mitt, and it's 2-2. So the first home run of this game. Fourth extra base hit for the Rough Riders. And it comes off the bat of Luis Mieses, who is now 2-for-2 with double and a homer. The pitch. On the ground at first, Pena stabs it, takes it to the bag, steps on it with his right leg, inning over. But Luis Mieses, it's a two-out solo home run to right. 5-2 Rough Riders on top of the Sod Poodles, midway through three in the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims.
As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Looking to upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
5-2 Frisco on top of Amarillo. Sod Poodle's home half of the third. The James Groover, an RBI single in the first, leads things off against right-hander Daniel Misaki. The stretch of the first pitch. Slider finds the inner third. Strike one called on the right-hand hitting third baseman, Lou James Groover. Started his college career at UNC Charlotte, finished at NC State. Misaki to the belt, to the plate. Splitter spiked well in front of the dish, and it rolls all the way to the backstop. It's 1-1. Misaki so far has pitched two innings. He has struck out three, allowing two earned runs. He walked in a run with the bases juiced an inning ago. He kicks, he deals. Slider hits the hand of Groover, who tried to lunge out of it. Looks like he's okay. Flips the shin guards and elbow guards to the bat boy and takes first on a leadoff hit by pitch. Second hit batsman for Misaki. Not a cloud in the sky here at Hodgetown. Sun pierces onto the outfield grass from left center to right center. The rest of the field is in the shadows. Lights are on the third and first base sides. First pitch to the right hand hitting Jose Fernandez is sweltered foul up the third baseline. 0-1 on Fernandez. Rivers on first, nobody out. 5-2 Sod Poodles trailing the Rough Riders. Frisco with four in the second, one in the third on a Luis Miesi's two-out solo homer. The stretch, the lead, and a toss back to first. It pulls Hatcher to his right, so Groover's back in safely. Fernandez is tied with Groover for the team lead and average at a 295 clip. Misaki comes home. Swing and a miss. Splitter down and in. Nothing in two on Fernandez. The skies are yellow to our left above the roof as the sun begins to set. The sun is blocked by a couple of tall buildings to our left. We're here in downtown Amarillo, Texas. Misaki with the righty-righty 0-2. Tried the splitter, up and in, came up empty. Fernandez, a strikeout victim to end the first. Ended the one-run frame for the Soddies. Here's the 1-2. Fernandez reaches out and pokes it foul straight back. Still 1-2. He was a member of the spring breakout team. After a productive season with High A Hillsborough,
played in 101 games. Here's the 1-2. Fastball zips outside. 2-2. Starting pitching was a key hallmark of Frisco's four-game win streak last week. During that win streak, they averaged just over 3 runs a game, but pitched well. The 2-2. Swing and a pop fly, shallow right center. Second baseman Rodriguez goes out and hauls it in for the first out of the frame. Groover goes back to first. Still 5-2 Rough Riders on top at the bottom of the third. Sodpoodle's trying to threaten. Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. Left-hand hitting first baseman Manuel Pena climbs in. First pitch. Spiked in the dirt on the fastball. Catcher Ian Mahler backhands it. 1-0 on Pena. This is the first time the Rough Riders are getting a look at Pena this year. This is his 25th game with the Sodpoodles. First year in Amarillo. The pitch. Splitter up and away. 2 balls, no strikes with 1 on, 1 out. 5-2 Frisco on top of Amarillo, last of the third. Misaki stretches. First base side, he delivers. Pumps past the fastball at 94 to Pena. Going back to that four-game win streak for the Riders, pitchers allowed just 6 earned runs, the 2-1. Fastball clips the outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes on Pena. Those 6 earned runs were tied for the second fewest in minor league baseball in that span. Starters on the year have posted a 4-2 ERA. The 2-2. Spiked in the dirt on the slider. It skips to the backstop. Groover moves to second. And there's a Sodpoodle in scoring position with 1 out in the last of the third, with Frisco leading 5-2. Second wild pitch on Misaki. He's had a balk. He's thrown 2 wild pitches and has hit 2 batters, including Groover, who's on second. But he has thrown the K-ball. 3 strikeouts today after tying a minor league best with 9 last week coming out of the bullpen. The righty-lefty payoff serve to Pena. Swing and a miss on a splitter down and away. 4th strikeout for Misaki. 2 down. In steps, Ivan Melendez singled his first time up and scored. First pitch to the right-hand hitter. He slugged deep to left center field. It's way back there. It is long gone. Ivan Melendez cranks his 8th homer of the season and 11th home run all-time against Frisco into the parking lot beyond the batter's eye in left center. It's 5-4 Rough Riders, still leading with 2 outs.
Well, you mentioned that's 11 homers against the Rough Riders. That's what he does. He's had a tough season from the batting average side, but he still has a ton of power. 445-foot home run.
He can bash. First pitch to the right-hand hitting Christian Serna. He served into center. Colley comes in. He knocks it down. Serna holds at first. Colley, the center fielder, tried to make a diving grab. He got his brown leather on the top of the baseball but couldn't pull it in. However, he limits Serna to a 2-out single. Serna's on first, 2 outs, bottom of the third. 5-4 Frisco on top of Amarillo. 9 combined runs through the first 2.5 innings. First pitch to Jack Hurley is banged off the home plate umpire, Mickey Smith. 6 hits for the Sod Poodles, 5 for the Rough Riders. 5-4 Frisco on top.
And that's why no lead is safe here. It can change in the blink of an eye. 445-foot blink of an eye.
0-1. Down and in on the splitter at 84. It looked like Misaki was just about to get out of this inning after hitting LeJames Groover, and then he took second on a wild pitch. Fernandez popped out. The 1-1. Knee-high fastball just misses low, 2-1. And then Pena was rifled out on strikes. Melendez quickly pulls the Sod Poodles within a run with a two-run shot. The 2-1. Splitter upstairs and away at 84. 3-1. Hurley hit by a pitch his first time up. Ryan Lobish back up and moving in the right field bullpen for the Riders. The 3-1. Slashed foul off to the left and onto the overhang. 3-2 on Jack Hurley, former Virginia Tech Hokie. Had a successful career at Virginia Tech. Third in the ACC in slugging in 2023. The payoff. Knee-high fastball just low. Walk issued by Misaki. His second this evening. And he's up to 70 pitches. So the catcher, Ian Mahler, comes out to talk to Daniel Misaki.
It's been anything but efficient so far for Misaki. Left one aboard in the first inning, left the bases loaded in the second. I mean, he has faced a ton of base runners. We're in the third, and Christian Robinson is coming up for the third time already. It's just been a ton of base traffic all night for Misaki, even when he's escaped. And you can't afford to allow free runners aboard, especially in this ballpark. You look at the hit by pitch by James Groover, and then the home run by Ivan Melendez behind him. That's really the difference in these series in Amarillo, where the ball soars. If you allow free passes in front of home runs, you're not going to win many ball games here in this series. You got to limit the free passes because the home runs are going to come no matter what.
Runners on first and second for the Sod Poodles. Sun creeping beyond the building to our left. Peering back out onto the maroon cap of Misaki, who stretches and throws the first pitch to Robinson. Bouncing ball to third. Chavez forehands it, transfers, skips it to first. In time to retire the speedy Robinson. Inning over, lead preserved. But Ivan Melendez jolts a two-run homer to left center, and it's 5-4 Frisco after three on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Zach Bigley, Tyler Namberg with you from Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. Frisco 5, Amarillo 4, top of the fourth inning. Sod Poodle's right-hander Jose Cabrera faces Riders 9-1-2, and Ian Baller, Aaron Zavala, and Sebastian Walcott. First toss to the righty catcher is a front door fastball. Strike one called on Ian Mahler. 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Amarillo scored first. Rough Riders answered. 0-1 home. Mahler eyes a thigh-high fastball at 92 for strike two. The Riders tacked on 4 runs on 3 extra base hits in the second. Amarillo cut into the lead in the last of the second. 5 straight half innings with a run scored for either team. The pitch spun foul to the right of home plate. Still nothing and 2 on Mahler. Then in the top of the third inning, Luis Mieses drilled the solo shot for the Riders. 0-2. In there, called strike 3. Cutter at 87 meets the inside corner. And that's the 5th strikeout for Jose Cabrera. Then in the bottom of the third inning, Amarillo got 2 runs back. First pitch to Aaron Zavala. He takes a high outside fastball for called strike 1. Cabrera working incredibly quickly. He delivers. Zavala rifles it to right. It takes 2 hops into the mid of the right fielder, Conticello. Second base hit today for Zavala.
Well, this could be the Aaron Zavala series. He has hit well here statistically since 2022, and you'd love to see him continue his hard contact and pick up some base hits. He had a few walks last series, but lacked the extra base hit power. Already 2 hits here in the opener.
Now the righty, Sebastian Walcott, climbs in. Cabrera throws towards first. Zavala's upstanding. One on, one out, 5-4 Rough Riders on top of the Sod Poodles. Top of the fourth inning in game 1 of 6 this week. Zavala with his secondary lead. Cabrera delivers. Walcott eyes a front door cutter off the inside, 1-0. You're right, Aaron Zavala has hit well in Hodgetown. His last game here before tonight. 1 of 7 home runs hit by Frisco. The stretch of the 1-0. Swinging a pop fly, first base side. Pena, the first baseman, trots in, makes the grab, 2 away. Frisco on September 14th of 2024 cranked 7 home runs in an 18-1 victory. It's basically a who's who of 2025 Rough Riders who left the yard. Abimelech Ortiz cranked 2. Sebastian Walcott hit his first double-A homer. Aaron Zavala left the yard. Josh Hatcher hit a homer. Alejandro Osuna added one as well, now with the Texas Rangers. And Daniel Mateo completed the home run barrage. First pitch to Abimelech Ortiz. The lefty slugger whips it foul off to the left. What was that game like?
To be honest with you, a game that we have seen plenty of times here in Hodgetown. I mean, it's just the kind of game where hitting can be infectious and a ball gets up in the air and the wind is blowing.
0-1. Fastball rides low, 1-1.
And the ball carries out. I mean, the entire game you're thinking, well, you got to get more. You've seen so many comebacks in this ballpark, and Ortiz was just on fire at that point in the season.
His upright stance, left-hand hitter, the pitch. Brushes him back on the fastball at 92. It's 2-1.
Back-to-back 2 homer games in that series for Ortiz, and then went on to hit the 2 postseason homers, as that was the last week of the regular season. When he gets hot, he's hot. And it was certainly scorching in that series.
The pitch. Cutter low and in, 3-1. What a wonky series that was. Final regular season set. Riders won 4 out of 6 games against Amarillo. Cabrera sets first base out of the rubber, looks back Zavala, and now he comes home. Escalated off to the left in the air, sir to the catcher, roams over,
and it sails halfway up the lower bowl where a fan makes the grab off the carom. It's 3-2 on Ortiz with two outs. Zavala on first after a single. 5-4 Riders on top of the Sod Poodles. Last September when these two teams met here at Hodgetown, the first two games there were 10 combined runs. The next three, 56 combined runs. Final score in game six, 2-0.
I think that game was scoreless into the ninth inning, too.
Absolute cinema, the pitch. Ortiz drills it, right center, Robinson to the edge of the track, backpedals, and pulls it in triples alley. Zavala hits a single, his second of the ballgame, but that's all. Frisco 5, Amarillo 4 on our way to the bottom of the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called to the bullpen comes for Riders reliever Ryan Lobis. His first pitch to Tommy Troy is whacked at and missed for strike one. 5-4 Frisco on top of Amarillo in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lobis replaces Daniel Masaki, the Riders' Tuesday starter, who allowed four runs across three innings. Lobis is 0-1. Troy takes a fastball on the inside, strike two call. Troy 0-for-1, a walk, but the base was loaded. That drove in a run. He now has 31 base on balls this year. Second in the Texas League behind Frisco left fielder Aaron Zavala, who's playing deep on the righty Troy. Lobis stretches and delivers. He slings in a belt-tie fastball, just left it up, 1-2. Lobis, the 24-year-old right-hander from Woodstock, Georgia. Dropped that arm slot in the offseason. Kicks and delivers. Driven to deep right. Miesi's on the run. Leaves it. One hops the wall. Karam's back onto the outfield grass. Troy stops at second. Pulls in with a leadoff double.
Well, it's usually pretty hard to get it up over the right fielder without it being a home run. That one just got over Miesi's because it was hit so much on a line. He was going back on a dead sprint, leapt up, and it was just over his glove.
Fourth double allowed by Lobis this year. Fastball top of the zone. Troy's on second. He's the tying run. First toss to Gavin Conticello. There's a sweeper off the outside. Oh, they're going to say it's a strike. 0-1. Conticello, a left-hand hitter, a pair of groundouts today. Lobis looks to second and comes home. Fastball sticks on the outside corner, nothing in two. Lobis allowed seven combined runs against Corpus Christi 2 series ago, but he bounced back in a big way. Pitched a scoreless sixth against the Rockhounds on May 24th. He had a stretch of 8 straight innings with no earned runs allowed. His 0-2. Down and away. He gives you 2 variations of the fastball, the 4-seamer, a 2-seamer, that sweeper he can throw at any time in the count. A crafty right-hander. He delivers. Caught on and missed by Conicello. Lobis strikes him out. Went to the 2-seamer there. Still 5-4 Frisco. Amarillo with the man on second and LeJames Groover the batter. Right hand hitting third baseman waits for the first toss. Sweeper outside and low, 1-0. Groover singled his first time up and hit by a pitch. Drove in a run, scored a run. Facing Lobis for the first time today. He lifts the leg and offers. Bell tie sweeper lands in strike one. Riders with the dark red caps, slate blue tops, cream riders across the chest, gray pants. The 1-1. Broken bat fisted to the left of second. Second baseman Rodriguez double clutches, skips it on the first. Catcher takes it out, but it's late. LeJames Groover hustles out an infield single. Shotpoodles on first and second with one out. And Ryan Lobis now asking for the athletic trainer Michael Thiel, pitching coach Julio Valdez, and Carlos Cardoza to come out and check on him. Lobis is at the front of the hill. Not necessarily sure what happened, but he's going to throw a couple warm-up tosses here to make sure he's all right. Groover rolled it up the middle on a fractured bat flare. And after, Lobis called for attention. His first warm-up toss looks like there's no trouble. Home plate umpire and crew chief Mickey Smith also out, checking on the landing spot as well. Lobis on the year has made 16 appearances, including a start. A 5-4 ERA, 24 strikeouts. His first toss to Jose Fernandez. Rides in at the knees on the sweeper at 86. Called strike one. One out, Shotpoodles on first and second. 5-4 Rough Riders on top of the Shotpoodles in this last of the fourth inning. Fernandez, a right-hand hitter, the pitch. Tapped up the third baseline and into the Amarillo bullpen, a foul ball.
Oh, with Misaki going just 3 innings, the Riders would love to get Lobis to go at least 2 here and see what his health is after this inning. If he can get through this inning, he's already thrown a fair amount of pitches. There's no losing going on in the bullpen right now. This will already be the 14th pitch in this inning for him, and still just 1 out.
Temperature cooling down here, but the tension heating up. Tying run on second, go-ahead run on first. Lobis comes home. Rifled, foul off to the right.
We got to watch out over here.
Ooh. You got a foul ball up here before?
Never, but I know it's happened. Just not when I'm in here. A little scary over here, I'm not going to lie. They come screaming over here.
Next pitch is coming your way. 100%.
Should have brought my glove.
0-2. Sent foul straight back.
But not over here. I'll take it. You know, I always kind of look around and see if there are any dents in the walls from baseballs. I don't see any over here. There's glass to our right, so can't dent the glass last time I checked.
Until now. Maybe not. False alarm. The pitch. Got him swinging. Chase the sweeper into the opposite batter's box and low. Second punch out for Lobis. So Fernandez, one of the hottest hitters in this lineup for Amarillo, a 295 hitter, is retired. And Lobis is one out away from preserving this 5-4 Frisco lead. First pitch to Manuel Pena is launched down the right field line, but it hooks on foul. Pena has struck out twice to Daniel Masaki tonight. Lobis fires. Off speed outside. And it's 1-1 on Pena.
Last week, the Riders played 2 hours and 57 minutes in the opener against Midland. They didn't play over 240 the rest of the series.
The pitch. Swinging a sky ball. Down the right field line. Second baseman Rodriguez towards the chalk. Makes the catch. And Ryan Lobis keeps the Riders in front. He allows a leadoff double, but does not allow Tommy Troy to come on home. 5-4 Riders after four. Zach's got you next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at mckinneypolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
We're rolling along in the Yellow City. We make our way to the top of the fifth inning. It's Caber Rodriguez to start it off for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading at 5-4. We've had a very offensive-filled ball game so far. Jose Cabrera goes to work. Fastball just a bit high. It's one ball and no strikes on Rodriguez. Middle third of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Right-hander brings it. Misses high. Two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders fell behind 1-0 early, scored 4 runs in the second. Amarillo countered with a run of their own in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0. High fly ball, shallow right field. More of a pop-up. Tommy Troy angling into shallow right, and the second baseman puts it away. 1-0. Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate now. So it was 4-2 after two innings. Frisco got a solo home run from Luis Mieses in that top of the third, and then a two-run homer by Ivan Melendez in the bottom of the third. That's our 5-4 score. Cabrera to Hatcher. Fastball just simmers away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher a couple strikeouts against the right-hander Cabrera today, who looks over the top of his glove and fires. Hatcher flicks it foul back behind him to the netting falling down onto the cinders behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Hatcher has mentioned four homers in the last 3 years here in Hodgetown. Cabrera, glove over the top of the hat, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated, and it's one ball and two strikes. There's only one player who has more home runs here as a visiting player in the last 3 years. That's Ray Patrick Ditter of San Antonio, who is not back with them this year. Wind back in the 1-2 pitch to Hatcher. He checks his swing and takes a fastball up high. One of the best fastballs we've seen today from Cabrera. That one at 96 miles an hour. Two balls and two strikes. He's back shoulder square towards the plate. Into his wind in the pitch. Hatcher hammers it out to left field, sending Hurley back. He's at the warning track, and he settles there. Squares his shoulders back to the infield, makes the catch. Two down. Kim Colley to the plate. Five runs, six hits for the Rough Riders. Four runs, eight hits for Amarillo. Neither team has committed an error. Conley, right-handed batter, the first pitch. He hits it off the fist down the right field line. It is a fair ball. Conley speeding up to second, kicks his own helmet as it flies off his head, slides in safely ahead of Conicello's throw. Oh, that was nearly disastrous as his helmet popped off in front of him, and then he kicked it with his left foot. But he was able to fight through it and slide into second base with a two-out double in the fifth inning. Fastball got in on him and just fought it off down the right field line for the double. I want to remind you, InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Luis Mieses has doubled and homered today. Christian Serta goes out and has a quick chat with the right-hander Cabrera. Action out of the bullpen for Amarillo. It's Alec Baker who is loosening the right-hander. Another extra base hit for the Rough Riders. That's five extra base hits already as we play in the fifth inning. A homer and four doubles. The Aces in from the left side. Now over the last 2 years, he is 8-for-17, just under a .500 average here in this building. Cabrera the right-hander, Mieses the left-hander. And the pitch. Fastball simmers low, one ball and no strikes. Colley has electric speed at second. Base hit anywhere should score him in the outfield. Cabrera from the stretch in the 1-0. Swinging a line drive, looped into right field. Conicello coming on, it slides, and it gets past him. Colley comes in to score. Mieses on to second. It's an RBI double. 6-4 Rough Riders. A sliding attempt by Conicello. It got behind him as it went under his glove. And that allowed Mieses to get up to second base with his third hit and his second double. This one driving in Cam Colley. Brainerd Chavez the hitter. 6-4 Frisco, top of the fifth inning. Initial pitch. Swinging a broken bat, line drive down the right field line and foul in front of the Rough Riders bullpen. And Colley will need a new, Chavez will need a new weapon. I completely split his bat in half, the barrel flying out towards the cut of the grass in front of first baseman Manuel Pena. Kavik Amslipai, the Rough Riders' first base coach, plays fetch. Chavi walked and scored in the second inning, grounded out to first in the third. Home plate umpire Mickey Smith grabbing a couple splinters that were out between first and home. Giving them to Emsley Pye. Switch hitter back in for the left side. Meeses leads from second in the 0-1. Clips the outside edge. 0-2. So that's now five doubles and a homer for this Rough Riders offense. Stretch in the 0-2. Hit foul on a line back to the sweet level on the left side. It's still no balls and two strikes. Remember, this is an offense that scored just three runs a game last week. And they already have six through five innings tonight. They've been doing it with a lot of hits in addition to one long ball. Right-hander ready. Looks back to second, brings in the 0-2. Chavez takes low. One ball, two strikes. I want to remind you, Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. 1-2 offering to Chavi. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Over the slider, down and in, picks up the K, but the Riders had a run. RBI double, Luis Mieses. Riders lead it 6-4 to the home half of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Soy Luis Mieses, está escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders.
Here comes Luis Mieses, brings us back. He has had himself one heck of a day. Two doubles and a home run and a 3-for-3 outing. Riders lead it 6-4 into the last of the fifth inning. Here's Tyler Danberg. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. Ivan Melendez leads off the fifth against Ryan Lopez. First offering. Swing and a miss on the sweeper. It's 0-1. Melendez has singled and homered today. A 445-foot home run into left. The only crooked number the Amarillo has put up. The pitch is outside. It's one ball and one strike. Might not have been the prettiest inning that Lopez has pitched, but a zero nonetheless put up in the fourth by him. Gave up a double and a single. Stranded runners on the edges. Lopez readies in the 1-1. Inside. Two balls and one strike on Melendez. Well, we've been talking about the very hitter-friendly nature of this ballpark. And Melendez a perfect example. 2-1. Little roller foul left side. It's 2-2. Last time the Rough Riders were here, as Tyler mentioned, that crazy series to end the season last year, they averaged 7.5 runs a game. Hit 17 homers in six games, and you might think to yourself, well, it's going to be some kind of record, right? Well, not quite. 2-2. There's a fly ball lifted into straightaway left field. Now with some carry on it, Zavala back to the warning track, and he has just enough room to make the catch. That ball just kept carrying and carrying, and finally, it was pulled in by Zavala. One down for Christian Serta. Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. First pitch to Serna. Just outside, 1-0. 2-for-2 day for Serna. A couple of singles. Rough Riders 6, Sod Poodles 4 in this series opener. Play in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lobis pitches. And a breaking ball shuttles outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Serna was the top hitter on the team when he was in Frisco with Amarillo. The pitch is outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Hitting well over 300. He went 0-for-3 in the finale of that series, in which the Riders took 4-of-6. And then in his last 25 games since, just 10 hits. 3-0. Eclipse the outside edge, 3-1. And I guess he just needs to face the Rough Riders, as he started 2-for-2 today. Stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball, check swing, he did. Went around, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Versus Frisco this year, Serna now 7-for-21. 333 average. Three-two. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Lobis with the sweeper picks up the strikeout. It's his third, and there are two down. Mentioned with Daniel Masaki going 3 innings today in his start. The Riders would love to see Lobis go long relief today. Trying to work through 2 innings. Jack Hurley hits the pitch. Just an edge off the outside corner. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Infield playing to pole. Lobis comes home. Swing and a miss on the fastball. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders infield shaded to the right side with Chavez playing even with the bag about halfway between second and third base in his third base position. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another good pitch diving down and in on the left-handed batter who calls time and steps out. 1-2. Two outs, bases clear. 6-4. Rough Riders lead the Sod Poodles in the last of the fifth inning with the sun setting just a slight orangish hue off to our left. Down the third baseline with blue skies up above. 1-2. Up and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lights are illuminating the playing surface here in Hodgetown. Couldn't have asked for a more perfect night for baseball. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Lobis with a pair of strikeouts. That's 4 on the evening for him. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top 6 next. 6-4 Riders on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League's team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Rider's Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders 6, Sod Poodles 4 under the Texas sun. Ian Mahler begins the sixth inning against Alec Baker, the new right-hander on the pitch for Amarillo. First offering, fastball belt high as strike, it's 0-1. Jose Cabrera's day is done. He went 5 innings, allowing 6 runs, all earned on 8 hits. Struck out 6 and walked 2. The pitch. Mahler takes a high fastball, and it's 1-1. There is action in the Rough Riders bullpen as well, with Travis McGregor getting loose. 25-year-old Baker from the stretch, and the mustachioed right-hander delivers a looping breaking ball. Sits outside. It's 2-1. The Springfield, Massachusetts native out of DBU has made 9 appearances this year, a 3.5 ERA. The pitch flutters to the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-2. All right, Tyler, we like to be efficient around here, right? Sometimes it's better to work smarter, not harder. Right?
Right.
2-2. A swing and a miss for strike 3, and Mahler is down on strikes. There's one away in the sixth inning. Well, we're going to do a 2-for-1. We're going to hit you with This Day in Baseball History presented by Fenton Athletics and our Colin College trivia question. Can you believe it? Never been done before.
If I'm a bird, I'm getting killed with 2 stones.
Whoa. I don't think that's how it works.
No, I... different saying.
If you're a stone, you're killing 2 birds. The pitch. Zabala takes outside, and it's 1-0. All right, it was on This Day in Baseball History presented by Fenton Athletics. Jamie Moyer was 49 years old in 2012, pitching for the Colorado Rockies. 1-0. And Zabala watches outside again. It's 2-0. We were talking about a lot of home runs here in this ballpark. Well, Jamie Moyer gave up a lot of homers in his career. Very long career. 2-0. Up and away again. 3 balls and no strikes on Zabala. 1 out. Bases clear in the sixth. 6-4 Rough Riders lead. On this date, he allowed 4 more homers. And he's allowed the most home runs in baseball history. The pitch is inside and it's 4. Aaron Zavala aboard for the 3rd time today. It's his league leading. There we go. English is tough. 37th walk of the season. Sebastian Walcott takes his turn after his RBI double in the second inning. He's 1-for-2. So 522 homers allowed by Jamie Moyer. The most in baseball history. The pitch. Walcott swings and misses. It's 0-1. Our Collin College trivia question to you, Tyler, how many of the top 10 in home runs allowed in baseball history can you name?
Great question.
0-1 offering to Walcott. Takes low and outside with a breaking ball. It's 1-1.
Let's go with inaugural Marlins starter Charlie Huff.
Charlie Huff is not on the list. He is 17. The top 20, that's not bad. 1-1. Lasered into left field. Hurley cutting over. He reaches out and makes the catch. Zavala all the way back around second. The throw into first, skipping in. It's in time for the double play. Wow. What a catch by Hurley. What a play to double him off. Riders done in the top of the sixth inning. We go to the home half of the sixth. 6-4 Riders on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims.
As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders and Sod Poodles make our way to the bottom of the sixth inning. Frisco leading 6-4. Top of the order due up for Christian Robinson. And Travis McGregor on to pitch for the Rough Riders. Ryan Lopez done after two innings of work. And the right-hander looking in at the right-handed hitting Christian Robinson. First pitch, fastball. Pierces the middle of the zone for a strike, 0-1. All right, we continue our Collin College trivia question. Tyler, looking for the top 10 outside of number 1, who we already gave you, in home runs allowed in Major League history. The 0-1 outside, 1-1, gave you Jamie Moyer with 522.
Phil Niekro,
he is number 4. 1-1. This is below the zone. It's 2-1.
Gaylord Perry?
No. 14th. Two-one offering. Broken bat. Ground ball right in front of the plate. Mahler out. Pounces on it with a bare hand. Throws on a first in time. My goodness, the barrel that bat went about 150 feet further than the ball did, past the mound out towards second base, and Robinson's retired.
That's scary because it hovered over that back right shoulder of McGregor. It actually went right in front of the shortstop Walcott. Meanwhile, the ball just traversed in front of the plate.
Tommy Troy now. 6-4 Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth, one out, bases clear. McGregor deals in. High fly ball lifted into right center field. Meaces cuts over. He's under it in the alley, shy of the warning track. Plucks it out of the air. Two away. Well, goodness, we're going on along at a snail's place. A snail's pace, rather. Now with the trivia question, we're flying. Got any more guesses? Biggest hit is think about guys who pitched forever. First pitch, Evan Contasello takes low, 1-0.
Joe Niekro
is not on the list. It's a bunch of Hall of Famers on this list. 1-0. Slithers inside, 2-0.
Can't be Whitey Ford.
No Whitey Ford.
He didn't give up a lot of homers. He just pitched a long time.
Two out. Up and outside. Three balls and no strikes.
Pedro pitched a long time. Is Pedro Martinez on the list?
He is not. That's a good guess, though. I mean, steroid era.
Roger Clemens.
No Roger Clemens. Roger was number 26. 3-0. A strike on the upper edge outside corner, 3-1. Pedro was number 51. McGregor from the belt, 3-1 offering. That's on the outside corner for a strike, letter high with the fastball, 3-2.
Don Sutton.
Don Sutton, number five. Payoff pitch. Outside. Ball four. Conticello with a two-out free pass in the sixth. Then Lou James Gruber stands in. He's reached all three times, a couple singles and a hit by pitch. 6-4 Rough Riders, last of the sixth inning. Runner at first and two down.
This is an obscure guess, but what about John Tudor?
No John Tudor.
Give it a shot.
Not in the top 300. First pitch is outside, 1-0. I think that constitutes as a bad guess, Tyler.
And then some.
Gruber, the right-handed hitter against the right-hander McGregor. 1-0. Just outside, 2-0.
Dennis Eckersley?
No, Eck. He was a reliever for a long time. The pitch. Just outside, 3-0. Eckersley, 35th.
Juan Marichal?
No Marichal. Three-oh toss. Inside nearly hit him, and it's ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks for McGregor. And Jose Fernandez hits now with two on, 6-4 Rough Riders, and Muller will go out and check.
McGregor's been missing up and in. He's been trying to elevate that fastball. And has gotten behind 3-0 in back-to-back at-bats. With that being said, Nolan Ryan.
No Nolan Ryan. You have a knuckleballer you're still missing here.
Hoyt Wilhelm.
No Hoyt Wilhelm.
Tim Wakefield.
Tim Wakefield. He's
the late,
10.
Great Tim Wakefield.
And then you're missing two non-Hall of Famers. One became beloved at the end of his career.
Bartolo Colon.
That's correct. Number seven on the list. First pitch to Christian Robinson, Fernandez, is a bouncer right back to the hill. McGregor's got it. Underhand feed onto first in time for the out. He works out of it. That's the end of the sixth inning. We go to the top of the seventh. Rough Riders lead 6-4. When we come back, Tyler Danberg got you covered on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA Equal Opportunity Employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
6-4 Frisco on top of Amarillo in this top of the seventh inning. Abimelech Ortiz, Gabriel Rodriguez, Josh Hatcher, Riders 3-4-5, two up to face the Sean Poodles reliever Alec Baker, who pitched a scoreless sixth inning. He works exclusively out of the stretch and delivers.
A backdoor breaking ball over the outside. 1-0 on Ortiz. He's one for two today. The pitch in the air, deep left center field. This one is way back, and it is out of here. He's done it again at Hodgetown. Fifth homer in his last two series in the Yellow City. Abimelech Ortiz blasts his team-high seventh homer of the year. It's 7-4 Rough Riders.
.429 homer for Abby. That thing was really struck well.
Baker faces Caber Rodriguez. First toss is a breaking ball. Knee height misses low, 1-0. Oh, there is something about Amarillo pitching that Abimelech Ortiz loves. Ninth homer. Baker dials in a slider at the top of the zone. 1-1 on Rodriguez. The Riders have now the pitch swung on, foul back. 1-2. The Riders now have 7 extra base hits. That ties the season high. Luis Meneses has 3 of them. Baker stretches. He fires. Foul back. Still 1-2. 7-4 Riders on top of the Sod Poodles. Top of the 7th inning. Nobody on, nobody out. Fourth homer allowed this month by Baker. The righty-righty. Rodriguez chases the breaking ball at 79. 15th strikeout of the season for Baker. Well, to put a bow on the Collin College trivia question, looking for the, I believe, top 10 most home runs allowed, Major League history. First pitch to Josh Hatcher. Left hand hitting first baseman takes a called strike. Who do we have right now, Zach?
All right, we have Jamie Moyer at number 1, Phil Niekro at 4, Don Sutton at 5, Bartolo Colon at 7.
The pitch is bounced to the right of second. Shortstop Fernandez fields and swirls past the second baseman, Troy. They collide and everybody's safe. Hatcher takes first on a ball that was fielded cleanly by the shortstop Fernandez. He pinwheeled around Troy. You'd have to think that's going to be scored a single. And it is scored a single.
Yeah, that you can't score an error on that play because the fielder did not make a mistake. It's just as if he would have fielded it and just held it and not thrown, which you can't score an error either. So clean base hit for Josh Hatcher.
First toss to Cam Cully. Broken bat flare into left center. Dunks in for a hit. Hatcher stops at second. The throw from the left fielder Hurley sails over the second baseman Troy. Pena, the first baseman, backs him up. Cully and Hatcher are on first and second with one out.
Remember, we talked about how good the starting pitching for Amarillo has been. And the bullpen has struggled. More of that for Amarillo with Alec Baker. And just right on cue, the pitching coach, Gabriel Hernandez, out of the dugout, and he'll go have a chat. All right, we also have Tim Wakefield on the top 10 list at number 10, and looking for the top 10 most home runs allowed in Major League history for our Collin College trivia question. So you're missing 5. Do you want to offer a couple more guesses?
Let's do it.
Okay.
First off, athletic trainer out to check on the second baseman, Tommy Troy. Tom Seaver.
No Tom Seaver. He was 19.
Kerry Wood?
No Kerry Wood. I think he threw long enough.
Athletic trainer Adam Brewer out to check on Troy right now. Him and Jose Fernandez, the shortstop, collided
on a Josh Hatcher single up the middle. He's on second. Cully's on first.
Kerry Wood tied for 537th.
Wow. That's so bad. 7-4 Frisco on top of Amarillo. One out. Runners on first and second. Luis Miesis, the hitter. Two doubles and a solo home run. He's driven in two and has scored two. Baker looks back and now fires. Off speed. Clips the bottom rail, 0-1. Nothing else is coming to mind.
Four out of the five are Hall of Famers. I don't know if that really helps you at all.
Louis Tion?
No Tion.
Jim Budcat Grant? The pitch. Popped up, shallow left. It's falling. Fernandez out. Hurley in. The left fielder makes the catch. Throws to second. Hatcher tags back, standing up, and there's two gone.
No Mudcat Grant. Want to tell you the rest?
Yeah. Okay. You might as well.
Number 9, Burt Blylevin. Number 8, Warren Spahn. Number 6, Frank Tanana.
No way. I was going to guess Frank Tanana Daiquiri. Great Chris Berman nickname, by the way. That was one of my first thoughts about two innings ago. Frannier Chavez climbs in. He takes a backdoor breaking ball in 84 for ball one.
Number 3, Fergie Jenkins. Number 2, Robin Roberts. There's your list.
I can't believe Frank Tanana is on that list. 1-0. Rocking it on the ground is second. Troy has it. Shovels to Fernandez at the bag at second, and the inning is over. Colley's forced out at second. Riders get a run back on Abimelech Ortiz's seventh long ball of the year. 7-4 Riders on top of the Sod Poodles midway through the seventh of the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the seventh from Hodgetown. Riders 7, Sod Poodles 4. Skylar Hales on to work. The big right-hander steps off the rubber as the home plate umpire Mickey Smith calls out to left field. Time called. Clock resets. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Hales, the 6-4 righty, stretches and delivers. First pitch, breaking ball outside to left-hand swinging Manuel Pena. 0-for-3 today with a pair of strikeouts. Hails to the belt, to the plate. He blazes in a fastball on the low outside corner. 96 miles an hour on the gun for strike one. Let's get you our Avondale Road to the Show spotlight, and it's for our good friend Alejandro Osuna. 1-1. Bang foul off the catcher Mahler's mask. And it's 1-2. Osuna yesterday in his second major league game, his first at Globe Life Field, a multi-hit game against the Toronto Blue Jays. He has reached base now in all three games played. The righty-lefty zips high and wide. Two balls, two strikes.
Well, he didn't pick up a hit in that first game, but a...
The pitch. Topper to the right of the mound. Hails up with it, underhands to Hatcher at first, one away.
A diving catch in that first game, and that's something that we saw plenty of over the last couple of years here in Frisco. He's going to make an impact on the game in some way or another. And guess what? He just had another hit in the game here at Globe Life. Going on tonight, it's nothing there, Blue Jays and Rangers. Well, Osuna is on a tear right now.
First pitch to Ivan Melendez is waved at on a fastball.
And not only his first major league hit, Tyler, it wasn't only a hit. It was a hit on one of the best pitches in baseball, a Kevin Gausman splitter that was out of the zone. I mean, that's an incredible feat.
Oh, one is foul tipped into the Mahler, into the mid of Mahler. And against the team that Osuna's brother Roberto Osuna pitched for, Toronto Blue Jays, whose family came in. They were not able to get to Chicago, but they came down to Arlington. 0-2. Cut on and missed. Skyler Hales with a strikeout. Two up, two down in this last of the seventh inning. Still 7-4 Frisco. Maybe one of the more fun Alejandro Osuna stats you'll find. This year, he has more multi-hit games, 12 of them, than he has games without a hit, 11. That's between Frisco, Round Rock, and Texas. First toss to the right-hand hitting, Christian Cerda, is a ball that brushes him back. Cerda waits on the pitch and waves and misses on a fastball at 97. Hales replaces Travis McGregor, who worked the scoreless sixth, the delivery. Rifled foul off to the right. Cerda 2-for-3 today with a pair of singles, facing Hales for the first time today. This is the 16th appearance for Hales. Last time out, he worked the save. Calls time, steps off. Scrapes his cleats against the back of the mound. Big, bright, brown glove. He fires. Slider almost hit Cerda. Lunges out of it, and it's two balls, two strikes with two away. The former Santa Clara Bronco, fourth rounder in 2023, sets. Wide stance off the third base side, he throws. Slashed foul down the right field line. Riders today with three scoreless innings of work out of the bullpen. Daniel Masaki allowed four runs on six hits. Hale stands straight up, kicks the leg and fires. Slider just off the outside. Three balls, two strikes on Cerda. For Hales this year, 1-2 with an ERA of 6. He struck out 16 while walking 6 across 15 innings. His pitch to Cerda. Called strike 3. Breaking ball, bottom rail. Second strikeout for Hales, and he works a scoreless 7. 7-4 Rough Riders on our way to the 8th on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
This spring, elevate your plate and serve up deliciousness at any budget. Take a trip to your local Wild Fork. Whether you're getting a jump on summer by firing up the grill or trying something new and fresh for spring, Wild Fork has everything you need at prices you'll love. When you're tired of the same old, come discover 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items. When you're tired of the same old, come discover over 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items and more at any of our 7 DFW Wild Fork locations. With Las Colinas and Addison locations opening this spring, visit us at www.wildforkfoods.com to learn more.
Now for the top of the eight from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
On a gorgeous, comfortable night for game 1-6 this week in the Yellow City, Frisco leads Amarillo 7-4 in this top of the eighth inning. A Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen goes for Yasmer Alvarez, who replaces Alec Baker. Alvarez, tall right-hand thrower, third base side of the rubber. His first pitch to Ian Mahler. His last foul, right side and out of play. Mahler looking for his first hit tonight. He's 0-3. Significant splits between facing righties and facing lefties. He's 0-3 against righties today. Batting 400 against lefties this year. The kick in the 0-1. Downward fastball at the knees, but low, 1-1. Alvarez stretches to the right of his ear. He delivers. Breaking ball clips the outside corner, 1-2. For Amarillo, a run in the first. Frisco answered with four in the second. The 1-2. Mahler checks the swing. He doesn't go around. It's his first base umpire, Nelson Fraley. Amarillo scored one in the last of the second. Frisco countered with one in the top of the third. The Sod Poodles scored two in the bottom of the third, but the Riders have scored two unanswered. Alvarez is 2-2. Mahler eyes a fastball at 98 below the knees. This is the 10th appearance for Alvarez this year, 0-2 with an ERA of 9. He has surrendered 8 earned runs across 8 innings of work. He has manufactured 2 saves and 3 opportunities. He comes home. Mahler drives it deep right field. And it's caught on the edge of the track by Contesello. That ball just died out there in right center. One away. Since Hodgetown was built in 2019, the Rough Riders are 71-60. They're 42-30 against Amarillo since the start of the 2022 season. And with the win today, they would win 21 of their last 31. Alvarez misses in tight to the left-hand hitting Aaron Zavala. 1-0 on Z. He has reached base in each of his last 3 plate appearances. The kick in the 1-0. Backdoor breaking ball slides in, top outside corner. A ball and a strike. Zavala worked a walk his last time up. He now has 36 on the year. Alvarez deals. Rifle to short right at Fernandez. He backpedals twice and makes the grab on the edge of the infield dirt. Two down. That was a change up off the low outside corner. Zavala got it off the end of his bat. Still made nice contact. First toss to Sebastian Walcott. Dives in on a fastball at the knees. Called strike one. 7-4 Rough Riders. Top of the eighth inning. Alongside Zach Bigley, Tyler Danberg with you. Two outs, bases empty. Walcott steps out of a fastball on the inside corner. That's a ball.
Walcott did not go around. Walcott, 1-for-3 with a hit by pitch and an RBI double. 6 of his last 7 hits are for extra base hits. The 1-1. He waves and misses. Fastball downstairs. 1-2.
Almost a deceiving 1-for-3 as well with how hard he hit the ball for a double play in the 6th inning, lining out to left.
Great catch by Jack Hurley in left center. Here comes the 1-2. Spiked in front of the plate, blocked by the catcher, Christian Serta. Walcott stung it into the alleyway in left center. Hurley made a sprawling catch, got up, and skipped the two-hopper all the way to first. The break even. Walcott pops it foul, out of play, and into the parking lot behind us. Everybody except Mahler and Rodriguez have reached base today for the Riders. 2-2. Caught on and missed by Walcott. Change up at 85. Strikeout for Alvarez ends the inning. On our way to the last of the 8th, 7-4 Rough Riders on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at EwingBuickGMC.com.
Bottom of the 8th inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Kevin Collier replaces Skyler Hales in the bottom half of the 8th inning from Amarillo, Texas. Riders on top of the Sod Poodles 7-4. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Home plate umpire and crew chief Mickey Smith calls timeout. Jack Hurley steps in 0-for-1, a hit by pitch and a walk. He bats from the left side against the right-hand throwing Kevin Collier. His first toss. Punch down the left field line, and it twists foul beyond the Sod Poodles bullpen and left. Kevin Collier makes his 16th appearance on the year, 3-2 with a 3.38 earned run average, and struck out 32 while walking 14. Smith calls time again as there are some kids out in right center field playing catch, and they continue to throw a couple of curveballs wide and onto the playing field. Collier kicks and fires. Fastball rides in over the outside corner, nothing and two. Everybody lets one slip sometimes.
And Luis Mieses is a dad out there. He's going to give the ball back. He's not going to huck it into the next generation.
0-2 is a swing and a miss. Collier with his 33rd strike out of the year on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball that had Hurley check swinging and missing. Gavin Collier's last appearance was a save. This is potential six-out save territory. His first pitch to Christian Robinson.
is a slider. Beams in on the low outside corner for strike one called on Robinson. 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored today. Collier retired both batters he faced in the win on May 24th, a 4-3 victory against the Midland Rockhounds. The righty-righty deal. Cutter in there. Called strike two. The tying run for Midland was on third after a three-run triple by Drew Swift. Collier comes home. Slider down and away, 1-2 on Robinson. What does Collier do when he comes in to try and douse the fire? He gets a pop out for the second out, a strikeout to end the game. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 99. Strikeout at 99. Two up, two down by way of the K for Collier.
Fastball, when it's working, it's really good. He gets swings and misses at the top of the zone, just like he did there. He's feeling it tonight. Hasn't touched 100 yet this season, but he's coming close here. A couple of 99-mile-an-hour heaters.
He did so in spring training. First toss to Tommy Troy. Cutter foul back. Troy doubled his last time up, but was stranded on second. That was a double off Ryan Lobus. Lobus proceeded to go two scoreless innings after that two-bagger. Travis McGregor and Skylar Hales worked scoreless sixth and seventh innings. Collier misses upstairs on a 99-mile-an-hour heater. One ball, one strike on Tommy Troy. He has now reached base in 38 of 41 games, the 1-1. Breaking ball crossed up the catcher Mahler, and it squirms to the backstop. Tommy Troy had a sluggish season last year. First-round draft choice by the Diamondbacks 2 years ago. But part of the reason why he was off to a torpid start last year because of injuries. The 2-1. Breaking ball, slithers low and away. 3-1. So now at full strength, Tommy Troy showing what he can do. Second in the Texas League in OBP. Collier stretches and delivers. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. Right fielder Meaces crashes into foul territory right behind the bullpen. Snares it for the inning ending out. Gavin Collier pitches a 1-2-3 eighth inning, and the Riders bullpen has now dealt five straight scoreless innings. 7-4 Frisco on our way to the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind, the kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Already leading 7-4, the Rough Riders look for a little bit of insurance here in the top of the ninth inning. They send Abimelech Ortiz, Caber Rodriguez, and Josh Hatcher to the plate. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Josmer Alvarez still out there. Nobody warming in the Riders' pen, so looks like we will see Gavin Collier for a potential 6-out save in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch to Ortiz. Breaking ball settles just outside, 1-0. Ortiz having himself a day. 2-for-3 with an RBI single, a solo home run, and a walk. 1-0 pitch. He cracks it on the ground up the first baseline, a fair ball. Peña Fields flips under an end to Alvarez covering, and it's in time. One away for Kaber, who's 0-for-4. Couple strikeouts, a line out and a pop out. Alvarez from the stretch, he delivers home. Up and in, sending Rodriguez bowing out of the way. One ball and no strikes. This game got off to a hot start on the scoring side of things. Amarillo scored in the first three innings offensively and has not scored since. Rough Riders pitching staff has done a great job out of the bullpen, throwing scoreless baseball. 1-0. Rodriguez watches a fastball flick the outside edge, and it's one ball and one strike. On the offensive side, the Rough Riders have scored in the second, third, fifth, and seventh. The big inning, 4 in the second inning. Alvarez pitches. Laced into right field and shallow, dropping in for a base hit. Rodriguez floats a single into center field. His first hit today. Rough Riders' 12th hit in the opener. Offense cooking here in Amarillo. Josh Hatcher to the plate. He's 1-for-4. Runner aboard with one out in the top of the ninth inning. 7-4 Rough Riders. Hatcher, left-handed hitter. Alvarez comes home. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. Frisco hoping to keep that offense going as the series continues tomorrow. All 7:05 games until the final game of this series, a 1:05 finale. Runner stays, and the pitch is fouled away to the left side. It's one ball and one strike now on Hatcher. Cole Drake starts tomorrow, 2-2 with a 2.48 ERA for the Rough Riders against Dylan Ray, who has been very good, 5-3 of 4.15 ERA. He's been part of this hot pitching staff as of late for Amarillo. A throw over to first, and Rodriguez is back in safely. Ray has a 1.88 ERA in the month of May. Across 24 innings, he has struck out 29. So should be a phenomenal pitching matchup between one of the Rough Riders' best starters in Cole Drake and Dylan Ray. 1-1. Hatcher gets out of the way of a pitch way inside, goes all the way back to the backstop. And Rodriguez scampers to second. A wild pitch. It's two balls and one strike on Hatcher, now with a runner in scoring position, representing a little insurance. Seven runs on 12 hits for the Rough Riders. Amarillo, 4 runs on 8 hits. Pitch in. Hatcher a check swing, and he did go around on a high outside fastball. Count horizons at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher has been a sod poodle killer over his career. 2-2. He swings and misses, and down he goes. Breaking ball on the back foot for the left-handed hitter against the righty. He strikes out, and there are two outs. Second strikeout for Alvarez in this relief outing, and Cam Colley stands in for the Rough Riders. There is some action in the Amarillo bullpen. It's Connor Grammis who's loosening. Right-hander. First pitch to Colley. He takes a high fastball. Is he ahead 1-0? Colley has a couple hits today. The center fielder doubled back in the fifth, singled in the seventh. 2-for-4. 1-0 offering. Fouled right back into Serta's glove. 1-1. Good to see Colley out in center field again. And when he is in center field, he tends to hit. He's hit much better as a center fielder than he has as an infielder this season for the Riders. The pitch. There's a breaking ball on the outside corner, and it's now 1-2 on Colley. It's been a very small sample size for him. He is starting to play better in the outfield. Stretch by the right-hander, the pitch. And Colley takes it high. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. If the Riders could replace Osuna's production in center, that'd be great. 2-2 is fouled back, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's a lofty task, though. Osuna was so good in center field offensively for the Riders. As a center fielder, a 955 OPS for Colley. There's a swing and a ground ball, squibbing up the first baseline to the first baseman, Pinyon. He gloves it, takes it to the bag, and beats Colley, inning over. We go into the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 7-4 Rough Riders on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
To upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGservice.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Gavin Collier back out for a potential 6-out save. He'll have to earn it. 3-4-5 due up in the order for Amarillo. Gavin Contesello, Lou James Gruber, and Jose Fernandez. The Rough Riders cling to a 7-4 advantage. Collier struck out 2 in a 1-2-3-8. Fastball up to 99 miles an hour. Contesello 0-for-3 with a walk. Collier from the stretch. First pitch to the left-handed hitter is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. A save here for Collier would tie him for the team lead with Robbie Ahlstrom with 4 on the season. 0-1. Ground ball whipped up the first baseline. Fair ball past Hatcher down into the corner. The aces to dig it out. Conticello runs well. He's up to second. He's hot footing it to third. Rodriguez drops the relay throw, and it's a leadoff triple for Gavin Conticello. Well, Josh Hatcher was guarding the line. It was hit very hard down that first base line. He tried a backhanded diving stop. It bounced up on him, off of his glove, and all the way down the line into the corner. The grass is very fast in Amarillo. And it shot down that line. So now James Gruber hits with a runner at third. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning. 3-run lead for the Rough Riders, and the pitch settles to the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Groover has yet to be retired today. RBI single in the first, hit by pitch in the third, single in the fourth, walk in the sixth. 0-1 toss. There's a fly ball lifted into right field, sending Miesi's back. He's at the warning track there to make the catch. Conocello tags. He scoots in to score, and it's a two-run game. Sacrifice fly for James Gruber. It's now 7-5. A triple and a sack fly, but more importantly, the first out of the inning. Much rather give up the sack fly there than the two-run homer. Jose Fernandez, the hitter. Fernandez, 0-4. Collier comes home and fits a slider just inside, 1-0. The Rangers win tonight, 2-0. Josh Young, go-ahead RBI single in the eighth inning. The Riders trying to follow suit of their parent club and win tonight, the 1-0. There's a fly ball lifted into right center field. Colley racing back into the alley. Miesi's cuts over. He's there to make the catch. Two down. A pair of flyouts for the first two outs of the inning after the triple. And Manuel Pena, the final hope for Amarillo in the opener. Oh for four today. 7-5 Rough Riders, bottom of the ninth inning. Collier stretches and brings it home. Fastball inside, 1-0. Left-hand batter, first baseman today. Again tomorrow, 7:05 for the first pitch, 6:50 pregame show, brought to you by Cacique. 1-0. Lasered into left center field. It's down for a hit. Colley speeding over, backhands it, sets his feet, fires on his second. Pena on his way, the tag, not in time. Two-out double for Pena, and a tying run comes to the plate for Amarillo.
That was incredibly close. Cam Colley cut it off into the left center field gap. That is a risky play to take second. Colley fired a seed on a hop. Rodriguez with a magnificent pick with a backhand. But Pena took that inside route, and that allowed it to take second.
To your point, the throw from Colley was a really good throw, but the short hop made Rodriguez bring the glove up to try and pick it, and then he didn't have enough time to turn with his momentum going towards the outfield to turn and lay a tag down back behind him. So now with a runner at second and Ivan Melendez up to the plate, who already is a homer in this game, Julio Valdez, the pitching coach, out to have a chat. And the crowd responding. You can't intentionally walk him because that would mean a home run would end the ballgame. Melendez has singled and homered today. 11 career home runs against the Rough Riders. He hit 8 last year. Collier from the stretch. Right-hander against right-hander. He stretches and pitches. Outside. One ball and no strikes. Last season and over 1,000 OPS for Melendez against the Rough Riders. Collier readies and brings it home. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. Down to the wire on a Tuesday night in the Yellow City. Right-hander, the 2-0 pitch. Fouled away to the right side of the air, and it's 2-1. That was a breaking ball hanging in the middle of the plate. A dangerous pitch. He got his arms extended. Incredible power to all fields. Collier, the 2-1. Fastball rips the upper edge outside corner for strike two. Two balls and two strikes, one out away from escaping with a series opening win. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 7-5 Rough Riders. Collier from the stretch, the 2-2 on the way. Cut on and miss, strike three. Collier shuts it down. Riders win the opener 7-5. An early lead for Frisco. They hang on late. And behind 7 runs and 12 hits of offense, they take down their division foe to move to 27-18 to start the campaign. Riders win it. Tyler Danberg has your post-game coverage when we come back right here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Yet. Post-game coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
The final score from Hodgetown. Riders 7, Shot Poodles 5. Oh, what another thrilling game here in the Yellow City. It's never a dull moment when these two teams face each other. For Frisco, 7 runs on 12 hits, no errors. For Amarillo, 5 runs on 10 hits, no errors. The winning pitcher, Ryan Lovis, he pitched 2 innings of shutout baseball. He goes to 1-0 and gets his first win of the campaign. Jose Cabrera, the starter for Amarillo, falls to 2-2. He allowed 6 runs across 5 innings, spanning a half dozen while walking 2. The same goes to Gavin Collier. It's his 4th of the year, which ties him with current AAA Round Rock left-hander Robbie Ahlstrom for the team lead. Amarillo was the one who struck first. LeJames Groover in the last of the first ripped an RBI single. Then at the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders tallied 4 runs on 3 doubles and a single. Aaron Zavala with a 2-run, 2-bagger. Sebastian Walcott with his team-high 12th double of the campaign. And Abimelech Ortiz with an RBI single made it 4-1 Rough Riders. Then in the bottom of the second, the Sod Poodles loaded up the bases. Tommy Troy drew a bases-juiced walk. That cut the Frisco lead to 4-2. But then in the top of the third inning, Luis Biesis cranked his 6th home run of the season to right. That gave Frisco a 5-2 lead. But Amarillo countered in the last of the third. Ivan Melendez demolished his 8th homer of the season for a 2-run shot, pulling the Sod Poodles to within a run, 5-4 Frisco. And Luis Biesis yet again came through with an RBI double to right. That gave the Rough Riders a 6-4 lead in the top of the 5th inning on the 3rd Biesis extra base knock of the day and his 2nd double as well. Then in the top of the 7th inning, Abimelech Ortiz cranked his 7th homer of the year. That pulls him back into the team lead with 7. That gave the Riders a 7-4 lead. He now has 9 lifetime homers against Amarillo. In the bottom of the 9th, the Sod Poodles threatened and rallied. LeJames Groover, after Gavin Conocello hit a leadoff triple, drove him in on an RBI sacrifice fly. The Sod Poodles put the tying run at the plate in Melendez, but Gavin Collier finished him off with a strikeout and his 4th save of the year.
Total attendance in this one, 4,352. A tighter game, a surprising 2 hours and 46 minutes. It was certainly looking like it was going to last over 3 hours through the first four innings, but both bullpens with some strong showings, especially the Riders' bullpen. They worked six shutout innings, well, six one-run innings. Gavin Collier allowed that sacrifice fly to Gruber, but that was all. Ryan Lobus, the winning pitcher, Travis McGregor and Skylar Hales collected holds, and Gavin Collier procured the save. When we come back, we'll take a look around the Texas League and more on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season.
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Final score from Riders Field. Oh, nope, not Riders Field. Final score from Hodgetown. Sorry, that's an instant reflex. Frisco 7, Amarillo 5. Tying run came to the plate for the Sod Poodles, but Gavin Collier sealed the deal. So Frisco trying to extend that first place lead in the Texas League South, depending on a Midland winner. Well, it's going to stay a game and a half lead as Midland defeated Corpus Christi 5-3 with now 25 games left in the first half. Tulsa trails Wichita 11-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the wind surge threatening for more. Aaron Sabato, the former first rounder, is at the plate with the bases loaded and two away. Well, the wind surge, after being just a game over 500, responding in a big way. However, Frisco Amarillo, Midland Corpus Christi, Tulsa Wichita, those are the only games being played today around the Texas League, because San Antonio and Arkansas were rained out, and Northwest Arkansas and Springfield were washed out. So a pretty wet day, but luckily here in Amarillo, it's been nothing but Texas sun. Around the Rangers organization, Zach told you about the Rangers' 2-1 win over the Blue Jays. Alejandro Osuna collected his third big league hit as well after starting the year with AA Frisco. Also around the Rangers organization, AAA Round Rock and Reno are tied up at 5 at the bottom of the ninth inning. How about that? This is the second time this year where the Diamondbacks and Rangers AA and AAA affiliates have been playing each other at the same time. Hickory fell to Delmarva 4-2. The Lowy Rangers affiliated Crawdads go to 22-23, going back and forth between 500 and under 500. High A Hub City fell to the Winston-Salem Dash 4-2. And the ACL Rangers defeated the ACL White Sox in the Arizona Complex League 4-2-3. We're back at it tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. Central Time. Cacique pregame show begins at 6.50. Left-hander Cole Trink, who's 2-2 with a 2.48 ERA, faces right-hander Dylan Ray, who is 5-3 with a 4.15 ERA, but he has a 1.88
8 mark since the start of May. Should be a great matchup on tap for you tomorrow. You can tune in here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. For my partner Zach Bigley and everybody who made this broadcast possible, Tyler Danberg signing off the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Again, your final score in game 1-6 this week from Hodgetown. Frisco 7, Amarillo 5.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!